Today's gospel is really a beautiful description of God's grace working in our life, or having an encounter with Jesus in our life. And while the word grace is an analogous word with a few different nuanced variations of it, for today the important thing to remember really is that grace is it's God's gift to us that allows us to participate and share in his life, which is that life of perfect love. But allows us mere finite human beings to somehow be joined and share in the life of a God who is infinite. And today's gospel really highlights the way God's grace works in our life. In the first place, we can see that it truly is God's free gift and at his initiative, because Jesus goes ahead and gets into the boat of Peter. And that really is a symbol of God's grace, of God's presence entering into the life of Peter at that moment. But it isn't a presence that God intends to impose and force upon Peter, because Jesus gently asks Peter to cast the boat out from the shore so that he can then preach to the crowds. And there we can see the second step of Peter's cooperation. He sees God's presence, that it is being invited to him, or God's grace breaking into his life, and he is willing to open himself to it and to cooperate. And in that moment, Peter gets into the boat, he puts off the shore, and it kind of becomes a captivated moment where Peter, who just finished a day of fishing, is now a captive audience sitting in the boat listening to Jesus preach. I think for us as well, we have those moments in our life where God captures our attention in a special way and invites us to sit in the boat and listen to him. Those, for many people, it could be difficult moments, even moments of sickness, moments where we're incapacitated in some way, which really wind up being these moments to get in the boat with Jesus, to allow his grace and presence to pervade our life, and to invite him to speak to us so that we can listen to him. From that initial cooperation between Jesus and Peter, Jesus then tells Peter to cast off into the deep. And the deep of the ocean, or of the lake, is really going to be symbolizing two things. The first one is, it's an invitation for Peter to change his orientation in life and to be willing to walk by faith. Because when you're in shallow water, you have security. There's no possibility of sinking or drowning, whereas when you go out into the deep of the lake or the ocean, it becomes more mysterious, it becomes more dangerous in a way, it becomes a little bit less comfortable. But in the spiritual realm, that really symbolizes the path to be able to walk by faith, and to open ourselves to forces which are unseen in life, namely the presence of God, which is felt but not visibly perceived through our normal mode of perception in our eyes. And the second thing which putting out or casting into the deep is going to represent is, it is incredibly significant that on their own, Peter or Simon Peter and the others all night have caught nothing. And now in faith, listening to the word of Jesus, they cast out into the deep. And now, as symbolized by God's presence, by God's grace, now all of a sudden they have so many fish, they don't know what to do with it. They have to fill both of their boats and call another one over. And this really is a reminder to us that when we allow God to enter our life, when we cooperate with him, with his grace, everything becomes possible for us. And the fruitfulness of our life is in a way infinitely multiplied compared to what we could merely do of our own power and completely on our own. This leads us to the final stage of today's gospel, which is then Peter's reply of astonishment and really of humility. He recognizes that he is not worthy of God's grace. He's not worthy of Jesus' presence in his life. And he says, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." He knows that what he's just encountered is extraordinary. And all the same, despite Peter's own weaknesses, despite his limitations, it is a reminder to us that God is constantly beckoning and calling us out to receive his grace and to share in his life. We may not be worthy of it. We have our own weaknesses. We have our own imperfections. But God calls, he invites us into his life. And he invites us to share in his grace so that we too can be fruitful in our lives. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us be reminded that in this moment too, that God calls us to be captive to him, to sit with him in the boat, to listen to his word, to cooperate with his grace and to bear the fruitfulness of life that can only come with a life lived in the presence of Jesus Christ.